This is Focus West Michigan for Friday, October 24, 2025. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. The new state budget slashes the Pure Michigan marketing campaign funding nearly in half. WGVU's Dee Morrison looks at potential effects on promoting West Michigan tourism.
Nonprofit Experience Grand Rapids promotes Kent County and regional tourism. Pure Michigan doesn't directly fund the organization, but matches campaign investments dollar for dollar. And historically, XGR has been one of its largest partners, says Senior Vice President of Strategic Initiatives Janet Korn.
It has really offered us an opportunity to not only grow our investment into some target markets throughout the country, but also to be able to borrow from the widely recognizable and popular Pure Michigan brand.
She notes that the travel and tourism industry is a competitive world.
If you watch TV or if you look at billboards or you look online on your phone, you'll see all kinds of states and places nearby that are inviting you to come and visit them. And Michigan doesn't have a monopoly on tourism. So we need to keep investing in marketing in order to keep the messages and reasons to travel here at the forefront of people's decision making.
Korn anticipates Pure Michigan marketing opportunities will continue, though likely on a slightly smaller scale. I'm Dee Morrison.
Grand Rapids will soon process some of the city of Wyoming's sewage, at least for the next 6 months. WGVU's David Limbaugh explains how the agreement benefits both sides.
In a memo presented to the Grand Rapids City Commission this week, Wyoming Superintendent John Burke said half of Wyoming's wastewater would be processed at Grand Rapids Biodigester, turning it into renewable natural gas. The agreement was drafted and approved by both cities. While Grand Rapids will benefit from the extra renewable gas production, Wyoming will reduce the amount of solid waste it sends to landfills. Under the terms of the six-month trial, Wyoming will pay Grand Rapids 0.068 cents per gallon to process the wastewater sludge. Wyoming is considering construction of a digester and sludge dryer at its wastewater treatment plant at a cost between $57 and $97 million. A feasibility study will be conducted during the first month of the agreement to determine if a long-term partnership with Grand Rapids would be more cost-effective. Wyoming is spending roughly $1.1 million on the six-month trial. I'm David Limbaugh.
Some tiny turtles are heading off to college. Kelvin University and John Ball Zoo are enrolling them into a program protecting threatened species. WGVU's Dee Morrison explains.
11 baby spotted turtles are now the responsibility of Kelvin University biology students. Senior Jocelyn Neese is excited to have the animal handling experience required for veterinary school applications.
If you could get 300 hours doing dogs and cats, that's great, but they're also looking for reptiles or exotics too, and this is a really unique experience because it's really hard to get those exotic animal hours.
Students will raise the turtles, monitor growth, and place trackers on them before releasing them into the wild in April. Dr. Will Miller, Associate Professor of Biology and a Certified Wildlife Biologist, is overseeing the Kelvin Project.
They're taking actual data that will be used by actual scientists, and they get to be the actual scientist in the system.
John Ball Zoo's Conservation Manager Bill Flanagan says the partnership is the latest in the Great Lakes Rare Turtle Program, addressing threats to local species while training the next generation of conservationists. He hopes the head starting process will nurture bigger, stronger turtles, less vulnerable to predators.
Did it increase their survivorship? Do these head-started turtles do normal turtle things they're supposed to do? That's what we've seen with other species of turtles, and spotted turtles are one that we just don't know yet. So,
I'm Dee Morrison.
A recent study indicates most lakeshore businesses reported increased or stable sales over the past year, but as WGVU's David Limbaugh reports, business expansion is beginning to slow down.
We interview over 130 of our region's primary employers, so these are our businesses that export goods and services outside of the region.
Economic Development Organization Lakeshore Advantage Director of Marketing and Communications Grace Maiulo explains from those interviews, the organization compiles its annual industry trends report. This year, it shows 85% of businesses report stable or increased sales compared to 89% last year.
We also saw that 33% reported plans to expand in the next 3 years. This is lower. Last year was 41%.
40% of businesses surveyed noted recruitment issues, a decline from previous years when demand spiked following the pandemic.
The biggest barriers that businesses are facing are industrial industrial real estate capacity, a lack of workforce housing, continued demand for talent.
Lakeshore Advantage evaluates the information identifying challenges and growth opportunities for Ottawa and Allegan County businesses. The full report is available online at lakeshoreadvantage.com. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Scott Vanderwerf previews this weekend's new films, but first, news from around the state. Republican Michigan lawmakers are continuing to call for the firing of state police leadership. Colin Jackson has more.
The lawmakers are pointing to lawsuits from former Michigan State Police employees and no confidence votes from troopers as evidence leadership has lost control of the department. Republican Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt says he plans to keep pressuring the governor to dismiss both Colonel James Grady and his deputy director.
This needs to happen. It needs to happen yesterday. Because it didn't happen yesterday, we're here today. We'll be back tomorrow. Next week, we're going to continue to push this.
MSP says Colonel Grady is dedicated to supporting troopers and improving public safety. The governor's office says it remains confident in the 25-year state police veteran's leadership. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
On Thursday, a state house committee opened hearings on a possible ban on medical research using dogs in Michigan. Rick Pluta has more.
The bill would outlaw medical research and testing on dogs that could cause, quote, pain or distress. It's aimed largely at hypertension and cardiac research at Wayne State University. Ryan Merkley is the director of research advocacy at the Washington, D.C.-based Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He says experiments on dogs is becoming a rarity at research labs.
You can see the trend, and you can also clearly see that human health research can be done without causing dogs to suffer.
A Wayne State University researcher told the committee that experimenting on dogs is rare and handled humanely. He says the research has been funded by the National Institutes of Health because it preserves people's health and saves human lives. I'm Rick Pluta.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein is in theaters, starring Jacob Elordi as the monster and Oscar Isaac as the mad scientist. The gothic horror film has received critical raves, and so has Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere with Jeremy Allen White starring as the boss. Also, Chainsaw Man the movie is opening to popular reviews. Regretting You is a romance adapted from a Colleen Hoover novel, and Blue Moon is another biographical drama, and horror flick Shelby Oaks opens as well. WGVU Scott Vanderwerf and Zach Rigetti from Studio C break it all down.
My maker told his tale. And I will tell you mine.
All right, Zach, Guillermo del Toro back with his version of Frankenstein, the great director who made his first film, Kronos, in 1992, followed by Mimic, which I remember in 1997, hearing that this was a very imaginative horror movie, and followed up later by Hellboy in 2004, and then his first masterpiece, Pan's Labyrinth, in 2006. One of my favorite movies of his is Pacific Rim in 2013, his take on the kaiju giant monsters. And then his big film, The Shape of Water, in 2017, where he won a whole bunch of Oscars, including Best Picture. And I can't remember if he won Best Director. The last couple of years, Nightmare Alley in 2021, Pinocchio in 2022. He's also a big artist and writer. He's written 16 books. And there was an interview yesterday on Fresh Air where he said that his whole life he's been preparing to make this Mary Shelley's, you know, the 1818 novel by Mary Shelley, making his version of Frankenstein. Of course, the 1930s version, James Whale with Boris Karloff as the monster. And he also said that in every single one of his films, there's a piece of Frankenstein in his movies. So what are you hearing about his version of Frankenstein?
Yeah, I will say so far, you know, critics love it. 86% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Audience score also right up there with it. You were saying, and I feel like this is the movie for him. Like, I know he's been dreaming about making it, but it's like you watch the trailer and it just feels like this is a Del Toro movie, you know, like he's nailed this thing out of the park. And you got Oscar Isaac playing Dr. Frankenstein. So, and there's a whole bunch of other people, I think, just like littered in the cast. But yeah, I mean, I think this one looks like just, you know what you're going to get into. And I mean, you know the Frankenstein story, but you know what you're going to see when Del Toro takes the reins.
And from what I understand, this is a very faithful adaptation of the novel. Most of the films take some sort of liberty. I would be surprised, though, that he doesn't put some originality into it as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, there'll probably be something. There's probably something there that is like the big, big takeaway from the movie, right? Like probably that one thing that he puts in there that's going to be the thing that everybody talks about once everyone starts seeing this movie.
Some other films opening that are going to be pretty big, too. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, Jeremy Allen White playing the boss. Also, this movie, Chainsaw Man, the movie, looks to be one of the big films of the weekend. What are you hearing about these films?
Yeah, I've actually seen Springsteen, and Jeremy Allen White, you know, is coming in playing Springsteen. Jeremy Strong plays his producer, and both of them are fantastic. I'd say, you know, Bruce walked, you know, a hard path in his life, and this movie, I would say, focuses more on, you know, sort of the path that he walked through and then how that affected and transitioned into his music, specifically his album Nebraska. And so it sort of takes place while he's writing that album. And so it's not fully about his music more than it is more just about him as a person and sort of how he walked through that.
So it's probably a lot of coming up in the movies or the albums that he made in the 70s. Nebraska was right around 1980, if I recall rightly.
Yeah.
And that was a significant record. I remember when it came out, the fact that it was an acoustic record, you know, went away from the E Street Band.
And he recorded it like essentially like in a bedroom in his house and, you know, put it on this tape just to share. And then it ended up being, you know, it's sort of like this thing where it's like the tape version felt like it was the best version that he could make. And so I think that was essentially, I mean, that is what they went with for the album. So it was just like this, no one had done that before type thing. But yeah, and then, you know, Chainsaw Man is 100% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It's 99% audience scored. This is an anime that had one season in 2022. And so it feels like it's still fairly like fresh as far as like fan base goes. Yeah, coming off one season. And then this is sort of it's its own movie as well. So similar to Demon Slayer, where it's like, this isn't just a culmination of like new episodes strung together in a film theatrical format. It's its own little thing. And, you know, I think people who know about it and are excited about it are going to love it.
It looks pretty intense.
I mean, well, we got a name, Chainsaw Man. I mean, when that's your leading title, I mean, it's got to be pretty intense.
Also a romantic film, Regretting You. Is this a straight romance or a romantic comedy?
Romantic drama. This is the next Colleen Hoover book to get adapted into a theatrical film. She wrote It Ends With Us, which was the Blake Lively movie from last year. And it feels like this one is going to blaze into the, you know, sort of the trails of It Ends With Us, where, you know, there was sort of the controversy between, I'm blanking on his name, but the director and Blake Lively for It Ends With Us, and just sort of the, you know, sort of the tainted name of Colleen Hoover as far as the books go. But, I mean, I think this looks great. So it follows Morgan, and she's got a daughter, and essentially like her husband and her sister get in a car accident and pass away. So it's left with her brother-in-law essentially, and her daughter, and just sort of like navigating the mystery of like, why were her husband and her sister together when they died? And sort of like, how do you pick up the pieces and move forward? So yeah, kind of a romance drama, if you will.
Also a film, Blue Moon, which is directed by Richard Linklater, a great filmmaker whose first movie was Slackers. And Ethan Hawke plays lyricist Lorenz Hart, part of the duo Rodgers and Hart, who made so many of the great American standard songs, and it's about their breakup and then a romance that he has.
Yeah, and Ethan Hawke has got on record that him and Richard were talking about this, and they've been talking about making this movie for like, I think it's like 6 years, 6 or 8 years. And every time he would approach Richard, he would have a new screenplay of it. And he was like, yeah, it's not ready yet. And he kept tweaking it and all that stuff. So this has been like on, I've been working on this for some time here. And yeah, I mean, Richard's got a great, Boyhood, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, like Dazed and Confused, Before Sunset. I mean, like his
Drugstore Cowboy.
Yeah. I mean, like he's made some great movies. But yeah, so it follows him. Essentially, it almost takes place entirely in a bar where he's going, his partner, you know, just opened Oklahoma. And, you know, so it's the big, huge production. And he finds himself essentially going to the bar before the after party rolls in, trying to essentially get drunk and complain about his, you know, this breakup that him and his partner are having before.
Yeah, Rodgers and Hart went from Rodgers and Hart to Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's him just sort of like, well, I guess I'll sit here where wait for the after party to show up. But while I do, I might as well just complain about it all and also just get drunk, you know. So it feels like, again, it's one of those ones where it's like it almost feels like they're shooting it like a production where it's just taking place almost entirely in the bar. And it's all about the characters that are in play.
Also, of course, we've got a horror film. Every week there's a horror film. Shelby Oaks.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the October season that we're in if it wasn't for a horror movie. Yeah, this one's coming from Neon. This looks terrifying. It follows a woman who's essentially searching for her lost sister, who used to be part of sort of this paranormal activity sort of group, and she just goes missing. And so they were investigating sort of this like weird city, small little town of Shelby Oaks, and that's when it all happened. And so her sister is trying to find her, but also like running the path back through all these pre-recorded videos. And so, yeah, it's not something I'm going to go watch this weekend, but it looks terrifying. So,
all right. Well, thanks for joining us, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Friday, October 24, 2025. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan on Monday. Thanks for listening.